White Sox! Go, go, White Sox!
Let's go, 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 White Sox! We're with
you all. That's beautiful, Wendy.
My grandfather loved the White Sox. I love the White Sox. My husband loves the White Sox, even though he grew up on the North Shore.
How about that? How about that? Did you know that this station, WGN, is the hometown station for the Chicago White Sox?
It's about time. They needed a little love.
I think so. I definitely think so. Speaking of a little love, here's a guy that both you and I love, just a little, Harry Tynowitz. Harry, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Morning, Wendy. Morning, Bill.
Today is a big day for the White Sox and White Sox fans because...
Somebody's moving on up.
Mm-hmm.
It's happy Michael Kopech Day. Michael Kopech, I want to get ahead of myself here, but Michael Kopech, who starts his first Major League Baseball game tonight for the White Sox, could very well become one of the greatest strikeout pitchers in the history of the game and make it to the Hall of Fame and take the White Sox to the World Series.
That could happen, or...
Or monkeys could fly out my...
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so he is extremely highly touted because he throws a fastball... Somewhere in the 100 mile per hour range, right?
Yeah, it's more than a fastball. As Bruce Springsteen would say in Glory Days, he'll throw that speedball by it.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Chris Sale trade, as you, I don't have to tell you about the Chris Sale trade, Wendy.
Right.
But the White Sox got four players. They got Yoan Moncada.
Wow.
They got a guy.
Oh, hang on, let me growl.
Okay.
I love
They got Luis Posada, who's going to be like a great center fielder. But they got Michael Kopech. He's been clocked at throwing the ball 110 miles per hour with a running start.
Which
some,
by the way,
he threw it.
But Harry,
he
be honest, they don't allow that in a game. But he does. I mean,
wait, what do you mean they don't allow that?
You can't, like, when he threw a 110 mile an hour fastball, he wasn't standing on the mound. He ran toward the mound and threw it.
Okay, well, then why even mention that?
Because no one's done that. 110 miles per hour, no one's been clocked. No one's been running and throwing, first
right.
of all. But that's absurd.
They
I mean, I did it once.
Rule.
I got 33. So.
That's
all right, what is the fastest in baseball league history, a fastest
103,
pitch?
103, Harry?
Well, no. This year, a guy on the Cardinals threw it 105, and Michael Kopech was clocked in the minors officially at 105 miles per hour 2 years ago. But here's what makes him great, is not only does he throw the fastball, like in the hundreds, but he throws a wicked slider. So, like, batters are up there going, okay, I've got to get ready to swing real fast, and then he'll throw this slider, and they're like, that's not fair. And he's been walking a ton of guys in the minors, that's why they haven't called him up yet. He's only 22.
Yeah.
But in his last seven games, how are these for, we call these statistics?
Yeah.
His last seven games, 59 strikeouts and only five walks.
That's tremendous.
And yes,
I saw him, Wendy, in AAA, he threw a pitch, and the ball got stopped for speeding. That never happens in baseball.
He got pulled over?
Yes.
Why were you going so fast?
I had to be somewhere. I swear. I'll slow down. I swear. They don't know. All right. So that I can't remember the last time a pitching prospect has come up with that kind of praise. Can you?
No, I think not. I think, let's see, let's Kerry Wood, maybe?
Maybe.
That's another thing, is the guy is from Texas, where all the great strikeout pitchers come from. Guys like Nolan Ryan and Roger Clemens and Kerry Wood.
Yep.
He's from Tyler, Texas, same town that produced Earl Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they produced him, but, you know, he must have been a musical at some point.
Right.
And he's dating, like, the guy, so the guy has, you know, he throws the ball 105 miles per hour. He's 6'3". He's got long, beautiful, like, flowing, curly blonde hair. And he dates Vanessa Morgan, who is one of the stars of the TV show Riverdale.
How about that? Everything in the world going for this guy.
So do you hate him?
Harry,
no,
do you
I'm,
hate
not,
him?
I'm proud of him. I'm excited for him.
No, I was actually asking Bill.
I don't hate anybody.
Yes, you do.
I got a list. I'll read it later. All right, so
Bill,
Harry,
do you have your Michael Kopech action figure yet?
Yes,
Bill?
I do. I'm holding it right now. So is there any downside at all to him coming up and pitching in the major leagues this year? Everybody always says if you use up some games, that could come back to haunt you later on, you know, when they're trying to renegotiate his deal. Is that a concern?
Yeah, well, that's a very real concern because, like, the Cubs, you know, Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer were smart with Chris Bryant. They held him out, like, for the first 16 games of his rookie season.
Yeah.
And because they didn't give him the full season, he has one extra year still under the team control. So if the White Sox had waited till like the third week of April next year, you know, and they're not going anywhere this year except maybe third place.
Yeah.
But if the White Sox had waited, they would have had an extra year of control of Michael Kopech. Now the clock has started ticking. It'll start ticking as soon as he gets on the rubber tonight in the Twin Cities. And last year, the most exciting game for the Sox is when they called Johan Moncada.
Oh, thank you for pausing.
Thank you, Catwoman.
Wendy's tiger is gargling.
It's got a frog in its throat.
this is the most exciting game. And then if you look down the line, his last game of the year, if they stay on the the schedule, anything could happen. It's baseball. But the Sox, a final home weekend of the season is against the Cubs. And on that final Sunday would be Michael Kopech's last start of the season. Hawk Harrelson's last game in the booth. And that would be kind of cool.
That would be really exciting for
the Sox. This guy could be one of the game's great pitchers, or he could just start throwing underhanded, which would scare everybody.
Right.
Well, here's the thing. You know, being brought up from the minors, of course, the pressure's on today. And I love more than anything when you see somebody, their first major league game, it's happened with the Sox where they hit a home run for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
That is so exciting. So I hope he's got it all together.
Daniel Plaka hit a home run in his first major league game this year. And Bill, I believe when you debuted with the Double A's, you hit a home run.
I hit a home run off the scoreboard. Yep.
Yeah, it's
good for
and,
you.
Harry, has anybody written a song about Michael Kopech?
Uh-oh. What a good idea.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something if somebody wrote a song about Michael Kopech?
Michael Kopech could.
Yeah, it might go
he could do
little...
everything. The girl from Riverdale could.
It might go.
Paul Simon could.
How about Harry Tynowitz? Could he do it?
Yeah, I could do it. My friend Alexi Music sings. He sings it because he's really talented. And I wrote it. It's a song about the great Michael Kopech and how Sox fans have been waiting for him to get called up to the bigs.
All right, here's a little bit of that song available now on Arista Records and Tapes. Listen.
I was watching the Sox starting pitcher get rocked. Looked great last year when he threw. But they kept walking, man, thought, here we go again. I wish they would call up you know who. When they can't hit his heater, some might call him a cheater. Clocked 110 down on the farm. We love the rebuilding plan, but please call up a man with a flamethrower for an arm. Won't you give us Kopech, Michael Kopech, Rick Hahn, give us Kopech on the mound. Won't you give us Kopech, if Kopech's on the bump, then the other teams are going down.
Great song selection.
So, yeah.
And great lyrics, Harry.
Won't you give us Kopech, well, thank you. If you like that version, you should hear G-Eazy do it.
We'll look for that. Harry,
we hear this in its entirety?
You can hear it Saturdays on the Mark Carmen Show, otherwise known White Sox Weekly, this week on Sunday following the Sox game.
Very good. We'll be listening to that, and I'll be watching and listening as Michael Kopech makes his debut for the White Sox later on tonight. Harry, thanks so much.
Oh, Bill, Wendy, Jasmine, thank you. I'd love to check Tuesdays.
Take care, Harry.
Thank you, Harry.